Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome once again to Angel Antics. This is DC Love. I'm one of your spirited angels, and my co-host and twisted sister, Eileen Powers, is flying in, and her arms are really heavy, so I hope she makes it soon. I'd like to say belated happy Valentine's Day. Yesterday, of course, was Valentine's Day, and it still is the month of love, and we have the archangels coming in, and they're bringing you beautiful blessings during this month. And they have a little message. We wish you many times that fill your heart with happiness and joy. Call upon us to surround you with positive, loving vibrations. We wish to inspire you, as well as assist to rid you of the heaviness that your heart has been carrying. Beloveds, be at peace, knowing that we are here to support you. Always resonate with loving vibrations. Only love is real. If you are holding on to anything other than love, please let it go. Let love permeate that space and feel your heart beat as it is resonating with pure, unconditional love. Divine love flows to you and through you, and then to all of humanity. This is love in its purest form. Focus on your intentions and allow your heart to be free. You have the power to create a never-ending supply of divine blessings, bringing you the love and abundance that you are seeking. Nothing is impossible with love. There is no love greater than divine love. Your soul deserves this special love, beloveds. Become one with us now as we hold you in our loving embrace. Allow our divine love to comfort you. When you need our help, please call upon us. Let not your heart be troubled. We will be right by your side, giving you the love and support you need. You will feel more connected, peaceful, and resonate with your soul's calling. You are supported today, tomorrow, and always. It is your time. Beloveds, you are worthy of all the good that is coming your way. Let our love lift you up and be a source of strength, helping you to connect with your power. Become one with us today. Celebrate your magnificence. Have faith, beloved ones. You now know that your journey is all about love, and you are, of course, love. You are now in the flow of your soul's calling. Let your love shine. You are loved and you are supported. We love you, your divine team. And with that being said, as I await my co-host to arrive, I'm going to open up the phone lines. Okay. Hello, area code 315. You're live with Angel Antics. 315.
My area
can I have your name, please?
Cindy Ferris.
Yes. Hi, Cindy. Very nice to speak with you. You're a Facebook friend. It's nice to connect with your voice.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right. Could be better. Could be worse.
Great. It sure can. Do you have a question?
Well, I was calling in. I'm going through a lot right now, but I was just calling in to listen.
Well, you know what? The angels, I think the angels wanted to maybe just give you a little bit of guidance.
Well, I'm willing
to
get it.
So is there, like, anything specific that you'd like to, you know, to ask them? Well, they directed me right to you, Cindy, you know? So I want to take this time and really, you know, try to help if there's any way that we could help you.
There's quite a few issues. I can't pick out one. I just
so
retired,
like,
and,
if,
you know.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm going to have to go back to work because I don't have enough money, so.
Okay, and I'm getting that you're going to have some help. Things are
okay.
Going to turn around for you. I'm getting a big number two around you. It could be 2 days, it could be 2 weeks, or even 2 months. But, Cindy,
okay.
It's going to be a change for the better, hon, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And the angels are telling me that you're a very, very creative person, okay? And this has
mm-hmm.
something to do with your creativity.
Okay.
So what kind of creative talents do you have, Cindy?
I do a lot of art things, quilting,
okay.
Stuff like that I was going to get back into. But I have rheumatoid arthritis, so my hands aren't like they used to be. So I have to come up with a different way to do things.
Okay, so just try to stay grounded and focus on, you know, like what it is that you envisioned and, you know, what you want, because there's something with your creativity that's going to really become a positive reality, hon, okay?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So try to stay a little bit more grounded and don't let your emotions come in. And I see that there's going to be opportunity around you and there's going to be money to be made, okay?
Okay, that would be very helpful.
Yeah, and just, you know, plant those feet firmly on the ground and just stay focused, and you're going to be able to move forward, Cindy, okay? So the angels are saying this is a time to work at something you love. And when you do what you love, of course, the money issues, they seem to disappear, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting
that,
you know, this is not going to be stressful on you. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, I hope so.
And you've got to, like I said, you've got to envision it just the way you want it to be, okay? This is going to be wonderful. It's going to be uplifting, okay? And the angels are saying, Cindy, today, choose to focus only on what you are wanting, hon, okay?
Oh, okay, okay. I do have a quick question, though. It's about my mother. She passed away like 7-8 years ago. And this past week, a lot of things have been going on. The radio in my car keeps going up when the volume's down. My dogs are sitting out in the dining room looking in the kitchen. I just feel her around more, and I don't know if it's her, if it's someone else.
Okay.
She usually came around when I needed her.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, I'm getting a yes.
Yes, okay.
And the first thing that I'm getting for you, that your mom is very, very proud of you.
Oh, okay. That's
and she's
nice
saying,
to hear.
You know what, she's just saying, keep up the good work, Cindy. You know, it might be a little bit difficult right now. But you're going to have, you know, you're going to have what you need. You're going to accomplish things. And you've got to believe in yourself the way that we do, okay?
Right, right. Yeah, that's true.
So she's cheering you on, and that was your mom. She got your attention.
Yeah, she has.
Okay?
Very much so this week.
Which is awesome. It's really awesome. And she's just letting you know that, you know, you think you're alone. You're not alone. She's there, you know? And she's there to help you as well. She wants to help you, and she's saying, I'm not that far away. You know, it's not like you're looking up in the sky and there I am. I'm right next to you, okay?
Right. You can smell her.
So she's saying,
Yeah.
So she just wants to be with you. She wants to give you that comfort that you're needing.
Okay?
So she's not, you know, she's not to some faraway land. She's right next to you. And when you need her, she's going to be right there, and she's going to help you, Cindy.
Yeah, she has been lately, yeah.
Yeah, she's been with you, and like you said, she's so proud of you, and she's trying to let you know that, like, you know, something beautiful is coming. And you calling in tonight and her being around, they're not a coincidence, okay? It's not an accident. She's there for a reason, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
And she's going to help you to, like, to achieve things for your highest and your best, okay? To really live,
okay,
you know, your soul's mission, okay? So she's saying,
okay,
Cindy, there's a divine plan. Please stay focused on the positive, okay, hon? And she sends her love. And that's
okay.
What I have
thank
for you, hon. I hope that helped.
Yes, it
okay.
did a lot.
God bless you, Cindy.
God bless
thank
you.
Thank you.
Too.
Bye-bye. Hello, 914. Can I have your
Hello?
Name, please?
Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Hello, girlfriend. I have to say, I was wondering, like, who is this next person? Because somebody keeps pushing me from behind as I was trying to give a message from... And you know who it was, Kat? I'm sure that you can guess.
Ginger? Or Joan Rivers?
No, it's Joan. You know, and she said, girlfriend, I sent you the message and stuff. I just want to let you know I'm connecting with you. And she hopes that you, as well as all our listeners, had a really nice Valentine's Day. And she's saying, ladies, shopping is better than sex. At least if you don't get what you want, you can return it for something you want, right? And she's saying, life was less complicated when we were young and boys had cooties. And she's saying, you know, as far as... It's a great institution, but, yeah, of course, you've got to like institutions. And the only way, she's saying, I could ever hear that heavy breathing from my husband's side of the bed is when he was having an asthma attack. Can you believe that? She said, ah, forget love. I'd rather fall in chocolate. If variety is the spice of love, marriage is like a big can of leftover Spam. I believe that if life gives you lemons, you should make lemonade. Then try to find somebody whose life has given them vodka and have a party. And don't worry about avoiding temptation. As you get older, it avoids you. And there's only three things in life that women need: food, water, and compliments. Okay, how many people out there have telekinetic powers? Raise my hand. So she's here because Kat, you've been connecting with her, okay?
Yeah.
So she's so happy here. You know, she is just so happy to be here. And she said, you know, I've learned to have no regrets about plastic surgery. Of course, you know, I've made America prettier. People should have thanked me. And the Plastic Surgery Association, they should have given me some freebies, don't you think, Kat? And ladies, watch out for my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law hated me. She's such a whiner. Could you believe that? Yes, she was a whiner. Joan, you're standing on my windpipe. It was always all about her. I told my mother-in-law that my house... Oh, she said, get off of my property. Okay. And as far as my own mother, I asked her where I came from. She gave me a fake address in Cleveland. Can you believe that? And all my mother ever told me about the man, you know, goes on the top and the woman goes on the bottom. So for 3 years, my husband and I, we slept in bunk beds. But it's been said that every time a bell rings, another angel gets its wings. And most churches are using computerized timers and loudspeakers these days. I must drive the angels crazy. Ladies, life is tough. If you don't laugh, it's tough. Okay. Well, I'm going to go, and Kat, I'm glad you're listening to my messages. I love you all. Joan.
Aw, so that was in, beautiful. We love
you, brought
you
in Joan. Oh, my goodness. So how's everything with you, Kat? What's going on?
I was wondering if I should stay. I contacted this man today, Jeremy, and I'm wondering if I should do my next project with him, if they'll treat me fairly,
okay.
If it'll be a good thing. Yes.
Okay. Well, Joan is coming in really fast. She's saying, Kat, she's saying, you know, use your common sense. You got to stay grounded, girlfriend, you know. And she's saying that she's with you. She's going to help you, you know, with your decisions. And she's,
okay.
I think she likes Jeremy. She's giving you a thumbs up.
Oh, excellent.
I see, like, your financial portfolio is, it's growing, hon, okay? And then she's showing me a star in the sky, and it has the name Kat on it. It's your personal star. So,
aww.
Going to be changes in your finances. They're going to be good ones. Ginger's coming in. She's saying, hi, girlfriend, I'm here too. And I want you to know that you're a money magnet, okay?
Yay.
She's capable of doing far too, Kat. Ginger believes in you, and she's saying, just make sure you're open to these business opportunities that are going to come your way, okay?
Okay.
And there's going to be a lot of material prosperity, and with that prosperity, you know, there's going to come freedom because you are so creative, Kat.
Hmm.
Okay, and she shows me people sitting around a table, your mother is feeding them, and you guys are talking.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so she's saying, you know, you are going to have unexpected, you know, gains coming your way, financial gains. They're going to come from some kind of creative endeavor, and you're going to make the wise decisions that you make. She's saying, my beautiful friend Kat, she's energetic, she's optimistic, she's intelligent. She's saying she can do it. She believes in you, Kat, and she wants you to know that. Okay,
Thank you.
Make sure that you get rest, because she's saying in the past you've worked very long and stressful hours, Kat. And you never got enough rest, okay?
That's true.
And she's saying, you know, working long and stressful hours not necessarily mean that you're going to have more money, okay? So she's saying, girlfriend, work harder, not smarter, and see yourself already where you want to be.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And I'm getting, you know, that you are going to have that money that you want. There's going to be prosperity. You're very creative, and it's gonna have, like, something to do with some kind of social networking, okay?
Okay.
There may be a business advisor involved.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. So you just have to, like, speak, you know, openly about what is on your mind. Talk about what you want, okay? And make sure that you don't speak in a negative way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Ginger's showing me. And she's saying, you know, you get the results that you're looking for. Things are going to pay off for you, okay? Things are getting better. She's showing me four-leaf clovers all around you, Kat.
Aww.
Okay, so she's showing me, you know, it's going to be good. So you've got to make sure that you're focusing on your long-term goals, okay? And she's showing me there's going to be a very important decision to be made. Please give it a lot of thought, okay? So she shows me you're sitting quietly and you're thinking, okay?
Yeah.
But just be confident because you have the ability to communicate what you desire, and you're going to do it clearly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've just got to sort of like detach a little bit, you know, when you think about finances, let go of the emotional aspect of it, okay? And just affirm that only good things come to me, Kat, because that's what you're going to pull in. You're going to be pulling in all the good things, okay?
So I thank you. I just, if I can ask, so I'll start this new project then with Jeremy that'll go underway this year. You see that launching this year?
Okay. I'm getting a maybe on that. Okay, there's some kind of frustration. I don't know if it's with you or with him, okay?
Okay.
Are you getting frustrated in regard to your finances?
Well, I need money in order to make the project.
Okay. Things are going to be the better, Kat. Like I said, don't put emotions into it, okay? You've got to be patient.
Okay.
You've got to, you know, persevere. Things are going to, they are going to work out for you, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, if you can do that and, you know, realize that the universe is responding to what you're thinking and your emotions. So think about only what you want.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have that financial freedom that you're looking for, okay?
Okay.
You're going to have the emotional security that you deserve, okay? And you're really going to be satisfied with your work. It's beautiful work, Kat, okay?
Thank you.
So focus on those creative abilities that you have, Kat. You're amazing. Okay, and then I see money coming to you. And just focus on Kat, this beautiful person. You're as radiant as the sun, Kat, okay? There's success all around you. And with that, thank you, your material happiness, okay? And, you know, you've created this beautiful life. Just embrace all that you have done, okay? And know that everything does happen for a reason, and it has a purpose that does serve you. And with that being said, we have the Angel of Hearts Desire with you, okay?
Mm.
And she's saying, Kat, at this time. She's helping you to make, you know, what you are wanting your reality, okay?
Okay. Wonderful.
And she's letting you know what you're desiring does come from your soul. And your soul is your higher self, okay? You are capable of doing all that you desire, Kat, okay? And she's saying, you know, don't beautiful spark, Kat. Kat, you have a beautiful inner spark. You know, fan those flames. Let it get bigger and bigger, okay? She's with you, this beautiful angel. She's going to protect you. She's going to protect your dreams, okay? And she's going to help really deepen your desires. Okay, so she just wanted you to know that she's here with you, and she, you know, she's helping you to manifest things. So just, like I said, emotions, you know, have to be put, you know, to the side so that you really can have what you desire. Now Ginger is showing me a beautiful treasure chest, Kat.
Aww.
And that treasure is filled with all of your desires.
Aww.
Say what you're looking for, honey. You believe in yourself, okay?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And what Ginger is showing me, sort of showing me like a clock. Okay, and I'm just, you know, make sure you keep everything a priority and stuff is what I'm getting, which is just showing me. Okay, and I'm sort of feeling that, I don't know what you asked about. I feel like he may have been something to you in a past life.
Oh, the guy Jeremy, really? Wow.
I feel like there's a past life connection. Do you feel that?
He's always felt like really like friendly and approachable. Maybe that's why.
Okay, because I see that there's some kind of a past life connection.
Wow.
That's what I'm being shown, okay?
Oh, thank
yeah.
you. Do you think
yeah,
there's
it was
another project
past-
that I wanted to do, too, that would take less money? You think maybe that I could try to get that one going this year?
Let's see. Okay, Kat, I'm also getting, you're going to connect with a lot of other people from your past lives, too. I'm getting a yes on that. That's going to be a new beginning. It's going to be filled with a lot of surprises. It has beautiful energy. And you deserve what's coming your way. And, Kat, like I said, there's other past life partners coming into your life at this time.
Aw, awesome.
So you've got to out how they are going to connect with you in this life, what their job is going to be, you know. What? So just know when you feel like, oh, my gosh, I know this person, it feels like I know them, you have from a past
mm-hmm.
life.
Oh, that's so amazing.
Okay. Have faith, you know, in yourself and all your beautiful projects, okay? And allow your higher self to come in and really help you to shine at this time, Kat. And that's what I have for you, hon. I hope that helped.
Amazing. Yes, yes. Thank you so much. Thank you. You are such a joy to be in the world. Thank you, dear heart. Thank you.
Stay in touch and call us again, okay? Thank you, Kat.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Love and
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless,
hon.
Okay. Hi, 518. It's really great to connect with you. Your name?
Hi, DC. This is Lynn.
Hello, Lynn. How are you?
Well, it's been a while.
It has. It has. And it's so wonderful to connect with you. Do you have
Absolutely.
A question this evening?
Yeah. You know, I've been doing a lot of work about being positive and making a lot of changes. But I noticed in my current job that especially this week, I've been coming home very exhausted. And I feel like I do very good work, but I'm a little frustrated there. And I know, you know, I counsel a couple people that I work, coworkers, you know, and I know try to point them in a positive direction too. But it's kind of exhausting.
Okay. Well, I'm getting you do help a lot of people. Oh, my goodness, yes. That's the first thing that the angels are showing me. And I'm getting, you know, this is going to be a time of new beginnings for you. So just, you know, whatever's going on around you, things are changing. I don't know if you, do you feel the change is coming or no? I mean, because I could feel like the positive
there's
change
lots
is coming
of
your way.
Changes, there's lots of changes there, and I'm okay with rolling with changes. I'm just not sure if that's where, I mean, I'm there for now, but I'm open to something
right.
new as well.
Right, because I feel like I always feel like a little bit overwhelmed when you're talking, okay? And
yeah.
I'm also getting like, you know, like, do not overcommit while you're there, okay?
Okay.
So make sure you have time for yourself is what I'm getting. Make sure there's time for you, Lynn, okay? You know, don't
yeah.
spread yourself, like, too thin, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are they showing
me? That makes a lot of
okay.
sense.
Okay, what is it that you love to do? Because when you know, find something that you love, then it helps you to be where you want to be. I know that you have a lot of beautiful, creative, you know, aspects to yourself.
Yes, and I love to do that, and I've been doing more and more and putting more of that out, which is wonderful. But what I, the kind of the reason I took this quote-unquote day job was to make sure that I had time. I took more of a 9-to-5, you know, strictly. And so that I would be able to have time for the creative piece as well. But
and I feel like
what's happening
sort of
at that job is that, you know, I feel like it could morph into a whole lot more, and that's just not where I am right now.
Right. And I'm getting from the angels at some point you're going to, like, you're going to leave that, and you're going to focus more on your creative, you know, ideas that you have, and you're going to let all of this flow, and it's going to be wonderful. Okay. So I'm getting,
yeah,
you know, your finances
was...
are going really improve, you
okay.
know, as well. But you're, like I said, you're not where you, you know, you're going to be is what I'm getting, Lynn.
I would love to
so
move
you know,
forward.
Circumstances are going to change, pay off.
I had some really
go ahead,
good
honey.
Thoughts on starting a blog, possibly.
Beautiful. So you're very creative, and I'm getting a thumbs up. I am getting a thumbs up from the angels with that. And I'm also feeling it, that, you know what, you're not as recognized as you should be with all the, like, the beautiful things you're doing, and you're going to have more recognition as well.
Oh, thank you.
But I'm getting, that, like, career decisions, that you're going to move forward, you're going to have, like, more recognition, you're going to feel more fulfilled, you're going to be happier. So you're on the right path. What you're doing, you're on the right path. But, like, as
yeah,
I tell everyone,
I feel like
you know,
that
we,
hasn't broken. That piece hasn't
not
broken
yet.
Open
it will.
Enough.
And,
yeah.
Right. And when you do what you love, you're going to see there's not going to be any money issues. And like I said, you're very
mm-hmm.
creative. And then you're going to see there's not going to be the stress that you have on you now. And I'm getting just around the corner. So envision your life the way that you would want it to be, the way you want to see it, okay? And just know that life is going to get better and better for you. Okay? And I'm getting,
feel
you know,
like
recognition.
Someone I haven't met yet.
Yes, I'm getting a thumbs up with
like,
that, too. Yes,
your,
and they're going to help
wise.
To make your,
you know what I mean?
Financial reality. Yep. And I'm also getting, I don't know if you thought about travel, but I'm getting there might be even some business travel involved with this as well.
That would be fun.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing a great job, Lynn. Just stay focused on your long-term goals. And as you're doing all of this, you are growing by leaps and bounds spiritually. You're about to achieve, like, a major goal in your life, and the angels want you to lay that new foundation. So if it's career that you're thinking about, start thinking about it. You're going to lay that beautiful foundation. Just stay focused, and you're going to see that you're going to accomplish things a lot more easily than you had in the past.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. I mean, you're doing a wonderful job. Okay, because I'm getting, like, nothing right now, like you said, at that moment. It's not happening, you know, presently, but it will. You know, I see the wheels, like, they're right now they're slowly turning, but then they're going to turn faster and faster, okay?
Okay.
So everything's going to happen, of course, as we know, you know, during divine timing. And the angels are just saying, you know, just relax right now, okay, Lynn? Relax. So that's what, and
that
trust, you know, trust in yourself because you can do this.
Because I know there's been issues, you know, brought up in the past a little bit about fear. And so I'm trying to release as much of that fear
yes.
as possible.
Okay. And just make sure, you know, as you take time each day to feed your physical body, make sure that you take the time as well to feed your spirit, okay?
Okay.
Because every little bite of spiritual learning is going to, you know, expand, you know, that knowledge that you have. And it's going to help you to connect, you know, with your, you know, with the joy that's deep down inside you, okay? So make sure you take the
mm-hmm.
time, like you said, to feed that, the spirit as well, okay? And I'm getting, you know, you're going to be yourself, you're going to be happy, and, you know, you're asked to really, you know, spiritually start sharing all the, you know, all your insight, you know, the words that you have, you know, the happiness that you have within your heart, share it with others, okay? And if
okay.
there's anything inside you, that's negative, it's time to let go of it. Because that's ego trying to hold you back, and they're very self-limiting beliefs. You don't need them, okay?
Okay.
So if there's anything, like, deep down inside, get rid of it. Tell ego to take in or take a hike, okay?
Gotcha.
So just, you know, be thankful for, like, the past and everything. But, you know, you've got it. This is a time for you to move forward, okay?
Okay.
And I think if you would just keep, you know, like, looking into your spirituality, it's really going to help you to go forward.
And do you mean, like, meditation practice, working with crystals and reading different
what do you resonate with?
Literature?
Whatever resonates with you is going to help you to go forward on your spiritual journey, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, That's what I'm getting. Just, you know, feed that beautiful spirit that you have. Okay?
Okay.
And I just see you, like I said, you're moving forward, like, with leaps and bounds. You're really doing an amazing job, hon. It's just beautiful. So keep doing, you know, what you're doing. You know that you're not staying where you are. It's, you know, a new beginning for you, and you're going in a different direction that's going to bring you prosperity and new opportunities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, like, whoosh. So it's not going to be, like, slowly. It's going to be, like, a whoosh, okay?
Wow.
And you've put out, you know, you've put out all those things to the universe, all those beautiful intentions. The universe is listening, believe it or not. And you're going to be, you know, filled with joy. You're going to have the life that you so deserve. It's going to be a fresh new start for you.
Wow.
It's going to be
awesome.
Really, really beautiful. Okay, so, you know, along with Kath's star, I see another star, and it's up in the sky, and it has your name on it as well, Lynn, okay?
Wow.
So that's just saying, you know, like, you can trust what you're feeling, okay? And
mm-hmm.
if you've had, like you said, bad times or any hard times, you know, they're going to be over, okay? But you've got to, the important thing is you've got to believe in yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're going to have, like, a renewed sense of purpose, and you're very intuitive. Follow what you feel inside, and you're going to, you know, get where you need to be. And always come from a place of gratitude, of course. You know, when we have, you know, gratitude in our heart, it really helps. And I know you do. And your work is beautiful, Lynn.
Thank you.
I mean, you have amazing work. Okay? So the angel of life
and
purpose is going to come, you know, and help you with that beautiful, you know, mission that you have. And you are going to accomplish, you know, what you're trying to accomplish, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the work that you're doing presently is not something that's, you know, fulfilling. It does pay the bills, but it's not really, you know, what you want to do on a soul's level.
No. I agree.
So this beautiful angel is going to help you to, like, really, like, embark on that new adventure, you know, and take you, you know, and lead you and help you to accomplish everything that you're wanting so that you do, you know, feel fulfilled on a soul's level. And as you're doing it, you know, the bills will be paid, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can change, you know, your career and you can, you know, make money as well. But you've got to trust and you've got to have faith. You've got to believe in yourself, Lynn, okay?
Okay.
And you're the one that you're, you know, you're making this new path for others to follow you, okay?
Uh-huh.
And just, you know, just affirm every day that, you know, you are worthy of all this that you're desiring, okay? Because you truly are. You're worthy of all of this. So don't be afraid. Just keep doing what you're doing. You know, make time to connect with your joy. And that's going to help you to get where you need to be, hon. Okay?
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
What I did is, you know, I said to the universe, put me into service. And when you do, believe me, the universe comes in and helps you, okay? The answers that
mm-hmm.
you're looking for, you're going to get them soon. And like I said, you're going to be happy. And, you know, you're going to be really fulfilled. And I'm getting, like, really big, big things are going to be fulfilled for you. So look up in the sky, and the first star that you see is your star, and let that remind you to have a new and bright outlook, Lynn, okay?
Oh, that's wonderful.
I hope that helped, hon.
It definitely does. Thank you, DC.
You're welcome. Have a blessed evening, and please call us back and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Oh, I definitely will, and hi to Ginger as well.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a couple more callers here. Area code 201, you're live with Angel Antics. Can I have your name, please? Hi. Oh, hi, Jen. How are you, hon? God bless you. I'm doing good, hon. Is there a certain area of your life that you're just wondering about? Do you need some angelic guidance?
Career-wise, I just feel stuck.
Okay, I'm hearing the words new place.
Okay.
I'm hearing, you know, just know that, you know, you're the creator of your experiences. So start to see yourself, envision yourself where you want to be, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting, you know, I'm seeing money, and I'm holding this magnet, and money is just like clinging to the magnet. So you are a money magnet.
Okay.
I don't know what area you're thinking about, but I'm getting, you know, there's going to be choices. I'm getting, you know, entrepreneurial would be a good idea. Sales would be good. Marketing would be good for you. You have wonderful leadership qualities, hon.
Okay.
And I'm getting, you're going to have the success that you're looking for. So the angels are asking that you, you know, open your arms wide at this time and accept the prosperity and abundance into your life.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting that you have an amazing work ethic as well, and you are really going to be rewarded.
Thank you.
Okay. What am I getting? What area, like, were you considering going into, hon?
Basically holistic health.
Okay, because I was getting health as well. No, that's great. That's going to be an area as well. Okay. Okay, I'm getting fulfillment. I'm getting joy. Okay, what are they showing me here? And any kind of obstacles that you have right now, you know, they're only there for a short time, and you're going to have, you know, the positive is going to come in. So whatever's going on right now that you perceive as an obstacle is basically like a temporary distraction. It gives you time to really, like, look at, you know, everything and to reflect on what you're truly wanting, okay?
Okay.
And have challenges, they come about because they're helping us to see, you know, what no longer serves us, okay? But I'm getting, you know, like I was getting health because I saw Archangel Raphael appear. And when Archangel Raphael comes in, of course, it's either that you're in need of healing or you are a healer. So I believe that, you know, have you been studying any of the holistic modalities?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I myself, I'm a Reiki master in, you know, two different methods of Reiki. And a natural healer. And like I said, I saw Archangel Raphael, so I know you two are a healer. Okay.
Yeah.
What have you been looking into, hon?
Life coaching, Reiki, acupressure, aromatherapy.
Beautiful. Okay, it's all good. Have you been meditating? Because I'm getting, you know, meditating is really gonna help to guide you, you know, into the right areas.
Yeah, I have been meditating more and have been guided to do so more often.
That's awesome. I mean, you've got it all together, and I see, you know, everything is coming, you know, to where you want it to be. Okay? Let me see here. Okay. So as long as you're, you know, when you do what you love, you're going to see, like, there's not going to be any money issues, okay?
Okay.
And just feel fulfilled as if, you know, that perfect job is already there for you. Okay?
Okay.
And just love and appreciate yourself just as you are now. And that helps. And I'm getting just be, I don't know, did you like inquire about a job? Because I'm getting like, you know, be open to, you know, a positive response. Was there any kind of inquiry?
I had a phone call today from an old friend who's opening a healing center, and he wants to meet with me. I actually work for somebody right now, but it's not really going anywhere, so I'm kind of a little lost.
Okay, because I did like a telephone. I was being shown a telephone. I would look into that.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. And I'm just getting, you know, things are going to get better for you. This friend is going to help you, okay? And you have four-leaf clovers all around you, so you've got the luck that you need as well,
right.
And it's going to work out. But I said someone was thinking of you. I'm getting friend. They're showing me a telephone. And I'm also getting, excuse me, have you ever thought about working with children? Because children really love your energy.
I'm working on something with my daughter right now to propose something to her middle school.
Okay, that's beautiful.
Right, because she's very concerned just about what's going on with her friends and comments that they're making, and, you know, kids being depressed. So we're working on something together too.
Well, that's really beautiful. I just have to ask you, have you been drinking a lot of caffeine?
Not a lot. I mean, I have a cup of coffee in the morning. That's about it.
Okay. Well, it might be something else that, you know, looking to see what you're having. I don't know if it's chocolate or something else, but there's something in your diet that's sort of putting, like, these toxins in your body, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, write down, like, what you have every day, and then if there's something comes about where you have, like, this, you know, like a feeling or whatever, you're going to be able to put two and two together, okay?
Okay.
Because whatever it is, it could actually, like, it could increase, you know, like, anxiety. It could increase your tension level. Okay, so there might be something with diet. And I'm also getting, you know, the time that you're waiting here and thinking about things, we have the angel of blessings in disguise coming in. And it's just to help you to, like I said, to, you know, figure out things and really realize your own potential, because you truly, you know, you can overcome any challenges that come your way.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, I know you're doing a great job. Be proud of yourself. And I'm getting, there's going to be a lot of opportunity around you, hon. And there's going to be other people involved, okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, wait for that divine timing and trust and believe that, you know, you are protected, you know, now and even when you get that beautiful, you know, position that you're wanting. But the situation is developing in a positive way for you. And just keep doing what you love, hon, okay? And then you're going to see the money's going to, you know, it's going to be there for you.
Okay. Great.
Okay, so just, I see like this beautiful, you know, I have like a beautiful bubble around, you know, your whole business venture. And that's what I want you to do. And know that you deserve this, okay?
Okay.
Like I said, you're a natural leader, and it's going to help you. You know, it's going to produce the financial results that you're looking for.
Great.
Okay, so that's what I have for you. God bless, and thank you for calling, and I hope that you call us in, you know, soon and let us know how everything is going.
All right, thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you. God bless. Okay, we're going to take another caller here. Area code 404, you're live with Angel Antics. Can I have your name, please?
Sure, it's Lolita. How are you guys doing? Namaste.
Good. I'm still waiting for my twisted sister, my co-host. I don't know where she's flying in from, but I'm here manning the phone lines. Is there anything that you were wondering about?
Regards to my store, my business that I have right now.
Okay.
Currently.
Okay, and what are you concerned?
That's the financial aspect. Where do you see it going?
Okay. I'm getting, you know, like just envision it the way you want to see it, and I'm getting it's going to be more financially secure, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm getting there might actually be some, you know, unexpected transactions as well.
Oh,
okay. Business, is it a home-based business, or do you have a locality there?
I actually own a ice cream pizza shop here. And I teach meditations out of it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, I'm seeing, you know, that you're going to be rewarded. You've just got to stay very positive. And I'm also seeing, like, the spiritual aspect of yourself as well. So you're doing a great job. Please don't doubt yourself.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
You have the ability to do, you know, what it is that you want to do. And you're going to see that things are going to start to get better, okay? I'm actually getting, there may be a person that comes in that might help in some way. I don't know if, you know, if you're wanting to have another person come in. But I do see someone that may come in and help you, okay?
Okay.
Are you looking for maybe more funding? Because I see like sort of like money on the one hand. I see money, okay?
Yeah, I want an ice cream truck, so I'm trying to get it together, and then and my personal I need more funding to get going. So I know once I get that part, it can be okay.
Okay, awesome. No, you're gonna do great. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Just
looking for that day where I can just pay myself from here. It's been a little interesting, but I am staying positive.
Well, things are on
the 3D world.
Right, and things are on the upswing for you, so please don't give up or anything, okay?
No, ma'am, I will not give up.
No, even if you can't see it, know that everything is, working out for your betterment, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Okay. And I'm even getting, you might have to do a little travel for something. So I don't know, what it concerns, but it has to do with your business, okay? So there might be, there might be a little bit of travel involved. Okay.
Yep, I know I'm going home and taking my parents home in 2 weeks to Philly. I'm not sure if you pick up that travel, but I just came back from Philly and brought stuff back for the store because the store is about Pennsylvania, so I bring back certain goodies from there to bring back to Georgia.
Oh, beautiful. Well, just please know that you're not to worry, okay? Just focus on what you can control and then leave your anxiety and the other stuff, give that to the angels, okay?
Okay. You got it.
And don't be surprised. Start to talk to someone and that someone, might be the person that is going to help you, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm getting the word partnership. You may take on a partner, okay? You are very intuitive, and you've got to listen to that intuitive side of yourself, okay? And
yeah.
To do that, you're very intuitive. Put the situation in your abdomen, your stomach area, and just start asking yourself questions. If it feels good, that warm and fuzzy feeling, okay, well, that's great. But if it starts to get, picky or, little twinges here or there, then it's not, okay? So
yeah.
It's better to listen, they say, to your heart than to your head. And this would be one of those cases, okay?
Okay.
You have everything that you need, and you've just got to, like you said, take it slow, and, if you don't see something happening, well, it's okay. You're going to have what you need, okay? But things are getting better,
okay,
honey, and you've got to know that.
Okay.
I'm getting, you need a little bit of, R&R. You need a break just for you.
Yeah, I do, actually. I'm tired.
getting relaxed. Treat yourself well. Don't be so hard on yourself. You're overstressing your body, okay? And you need a little bit more balance in your life.
Yes, I do. I'm trying to get back on track. So you're right. I've been off for the last 3 weeks of traveling purposes. So, yeah, need to get back
into
the grounded. So
it's time to let that R&R, the rest, relaxation, focus on what you are wanting, and start to make this game plan, okay? And as you focus, you're going to discover what it is that you truly need, okay?
Okay.
You're going to understand your financial situation, and that's how you're going to change things, okay?
Okay.
So try to stay organized and focus your efforts, in a positive way. And, you're a very logical person. It's going to serve you, okay? And everything is going to pay off for you. So I hope it helped you.
Oh, it did. Thank you. You did. I appreciate that.
God bless him. Please, call us back. Let us know how everything is going, okay?
All right. Will do, hon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Angel blessings. Okay, we have a couple more callers here. Let's see. Okay. Hi, 847. You're live with Angel Antics. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, guys. This is Donna from Chicago.
Hi,
how are you?
Good. Can I have your name, please?
It's Donna, D-O-N-N-A.
Hi, Donna. There was an echo, so I couldn't hear your name. How's everything going, hon?
It's going okay. Just looking for a general reading or some information on if there'll be a move in my future.
Okay. Let's see.
Or
I'm
a hey there
a maybe,
from one of my angels.
Okay, so I'm getting a maybe on the move in your future because you've got to sort of think about really what is the best for you, okay? You've got to make that decision. Okay, I do see some travel coming up.
Okay.
And I sort of see a couple little roadblocks, So you've got to feel better about, you know, what you're wanting, and you're going to be more successful. You're going to move on, you know, and just know that if you stay positive, your desires are manifesting for you, okay?
Okay.
I'm also getting, I don't know, you know, what kind of vehicle you drive, but the angels are saying please have it checked out. There may be something going on with that as well.
Well, it's 17 years old, so.
Okay,
sure,
well,
there's
something major
going to
happen. You've got to have that looked at, though. You know, whatever it is now needs attention, okay? And I'm getting the spotlight, you know, is going to shine on you, hon. Donna, you're going to have the success that you're looking for, okay? What do you do creatively? Because I'm getting, if you express yourself creatively, you know, you're going to get there a lot faster. This should be a very exciting time for you. Stay optimistic.
Well,
you know, use the wisdom that you have, and you're going to make the right choices. Okay,
yeah,
so what
I
is
work
it that
from
you do?
Home. So
okay.
I work from home. I'm
okay.
I work with what's called Complex Rehab. So we do the high-end power wheelchairs, the $70,000 head array, sip and puff power wheelchairs, and I collect all the documents and secure funding for insurance, and I deal a lot with clients. But I work from home, so it's getting to the point now where I'm never getting out of the house. And I know I live in Chicago. I'm sure I have some cabin fever just because you can't get out of the house. But my son's bugging us.
And I'm getting
go ahead.
Right. So I'm getting, you know, there may be a career change coming to you, and it's going to be like a lot less pressure and responsibility on your end, okay?
Okay.
But you will have the financial security that you desire if you connect with your creativity, hon. Okay?
Well, I'm not creative
in
any way whatsoever.
But you know what? Everybody's creative in some way or another, and you just have to connect with your joy. I mean, connecting with your joy, you know, everybody likes something. What is it that if I said to you, Donna, you know, if you had the time today to get out of the house and do whatever it is that you wanted to do, what would you do with that time?
Walk with the dog.
Okay, well, there you go. That's a good start, okay? Because, you know, you're getting out with the dog, and, you know, animals they're amazing, and they help us to really – you know, when I was my dog, I'm grounded, and it's just wonderful. Okay? So,
I mean, but to move forward in this industry, I've been there, I've done that, I'm not interested in that type of pressure anymore.
Right.
So,
so you've
funny
got to
that
stay
you would
patient.
Say that
got
because
to,
my husband and I were just talking about it this morning when he said, well, go back and work in the branch, and then you'll get promoted. And I said, I don't want that pressure anymore. I don't want it if I go back in the branch.
Right. And I'm getting down, and this is going to be less stressful for you. Whatever is coming your way, it's going to be less stressful, okay?
All right.
So
well,
envision what it is that you are wanting. Write it down even and look at it and repeat it daily. This way when you visualize it, okay, it really helps to bring it into, you know, into fruition. Okay?
And go ahead.
No, I'm getting, like, things are going to change for you. And I'm also getting, you know, there may be a friend that comes about in some way and has, like, some kind of, you know, part in this. I don't know how, but I'm getting, you know, a friend could help as well. Okay?
Okay.
So, you've got to be open-minded and, you know, think about what it is that you love to do. It doesn't have to do anything with work. It could be just anything that you love to do. And when we do the things that we love, it helps us to get on the path that we need to be on. Okay?
Yes.
So I am getting there's going to be a definite change in career. It's going to be less stressful financially, too, even, you know. And I'm getting something, like, amazing is coming in. It's just around the corner for you. Okay? So really envision what it is that you would like to do. See it as all, you know, already being here and know that you deserve it, okay? This is going to be an amazing time for you. And I'm just kidding, you know, this is going to be an opportunity that brings you recognition as well, and there's going to be financial independence.
I deserve it is such a hard thing to do.
I know I deserve that life has to offer. That's what you have to just keep, you know, saying over and over. I know that I deserve the very best life has to offer. It's your birthright. there a party
yeah.
that you've been invited? Is there like some kind of social gathering coming up?
Oh, gosh, not that I'm aware of. No, that would.
Okay.
That, no.
If there, you know,
I mean,
if,
my husband's
one...
going to turn
oh.
60 this year, and I'm hoping to have a party for him, but I don't know that we can afford it right now.
Okay, because
so,
I'm getting, you know, something happened with a party, too, okay? So just,
well,
you know, just, you know, write that down, party, and just look at it every now and then, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, the angels are asking you, Hunt, to think outside the box, okay?
Think outside the box.
So you've really got to think outside
uh-huh.
the box. And that's
I've been doing
help
the same
you, okay?
thing
and,
for 42 years, so I don't know. 42 years I've been doing that. I've been in the same exact
well,
industry.
Oh, the worrying, because the worrying doesn't change anything, okay? It's just going to keep you stuck where you are.
Yeah.
You have some kind of talents that you're not tapping into, and I don't know what they are. You've got to figure those out on your own, okay?
Okay.
But I'm getting that something very, very positive and new is coming your way. And like I said, think outside of the box. You've got to be bold. Ask the universe for what it is that you are wanting. And you're going to be
well,
more successful than you could have
I've
even
imagined. I've always wanted to write a book.
Well, there you go.
I've always wanted to write a book, but never, you know, knew how to even start. So maybe I should take a class on that.
You know what? You could start tomorrow and just write a page. And then, you know, even if you did like a page a day, but, you know, next year at this time you'd have 365 pages, okay? So don't worry
yeah,
about
really.
The spelling. Don't worry, you know, does it make sense? Just start writing, you know, whatever comes to mind. Start writing it down. Because I'm getting you are going to be very successful. You're going to have public recognition. It's going to be wonderful.
Wow, how exciting. I hope you have this good news for everyone that calls tonight.
I hope so. And you know what? Are you drinking enough water, huh? Because I'm very thirsty as I'm talking to you.
No, I don't drink water at all. I drink Diet Pepsi only. I don't drink alcohol, tea, or coffee. Only Diet Pepsi. So,
okay, well, the Diet Pepsi
yeah.
is very, it's very dehydrating. Okay, any kind of soda is,
water.
Like, very dehydrating.
Last
I mean, even
of, the last couple of days, I've been feeling like I'm dehydrated the last couple of days. I've been like, God, why am I feeling
I really
like this? But,
so even if you could just, like, pour a little bit of water into a glass and just have that after you have that soda, and, you know, then you're going to be able to drink more and more water, but I really feel like you've got to start drinking some water.
Okay.
Because you are, like I said, soda really dehydrates us. And I just, you know, I want you to, you know, not get, you know, not to get sick over this because you really do, you do need water, okay?
Yeah, maybe that's why I've been feeling like a little lightheaded, just not feeling like myself these
yeah.
last couple of days. And I know that it's not
but
the flu, and I know
well
I'm not sick.
Okay, you're eating well and you're sleeping well. You know, you're doing the basics.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm 58, and two nights ago, I woke up, and from my head all the way to my knees, I was soaked like I had sweated all night. And I was like, what
yeah.
is this? So, but then the last night and the night before, I was fine. So, I don't know. It was just a weird, I mean, I'm 58. I'm done with menopause, so I know it's not that. So,
right.
I guess
okay,
we'll have
I just,
to,
you know what, just, I'm sort of feeling like, you know what, like as you were talking, like my nerves, like your nerves are frayed, like at the edges there.
Right.
So you've got to try to relax, you know, a little bit before you go to bed, okay? And if you feel like that, make sure that you get enough rest, okay? And I'm getting like you're sort of like from the stress, you're overly tired. Even if you're sleeping, I don't think you're getting like the restful sleep that you deserve, okay?
Well, right, because I start work at 7 in the morning. And I work till 4, and then I take Teddy
okay.
for a walk, and then I do my chores in the house, and then by 7 o'clock, I go back to work till midnight, and then I go to bed, and then I'm up at
well,
6.
Well, you're definitely overdoing
again.
Oh, my goodness, you're definitely overdoing things, okay? So you've got to make a little bit more time, if you can, for yourself, okay? You've got to rest a little bit more and take a little bit more time for yourself, because it does take a toll on us if we don't.
Yeah.
And
that's what I feel like. Like
where,
this
you know,
afternoon,
where
I've been
it
like,
is that you could, oh, go ahead, honey.
No, I like this afternoon. I'm like, God, why am I feeling so anxious today? Like, I just, that's how I've been feeling all day today.
Your electrolytes
really
and everything. Like, it's your, everything's going to be out of balance. You really got to try to think about your, you know, your physical body, okay?
All right, more health, more water, more Gatorade, maybe less pop.
Yeah, that would be, you know, that would be great, you know. That,
well,
that's what I'm getting.
Thank you so much.
You're growing spiritually, too, so that could be a little bit of it as well, you know. But I'm getting, please do not overdo anything, okay?
All right.
Is what the angels are showing me. Don't overdo things. And thank you so much. Please let us know how everything is going. We certainly want to hear back from you, hon. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye, light and love. Okay, let's see. Okay, we have another caller. Okay. Hi, area code 347. You're live with Angel Antics, and this is DC.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, DC.
Hi, can I have your name, please?
Yes, Tamika.
Tamika, hello. How are you, hon?
I'm doing okay.
Awesome. So what's going on that you decided to call in?
I decided to call in because lately I've been having dreams a lot and thinking a lot about someone from my past that I was with for a while. We were together. We were really in love. And he's been coming to mind a lot, and I've been dreaming of him a lot. And I just wanted to know what that means, if you saw what you see between us, if you saw, like, maybe me seeing or hearing from him anytime soon, or just what's going on, like, between us, what's going on with him. He's been coming to mind a lot, like I've been feeling and thinking of him a lot.
Okay.
Nice. To tell you his name and his date of birth and all that if you need it.
Okay, so the angels are showing me, you know, love life, and they're just saying, this is a time, really, that you should be having more fun. Have you been getting out and, you know, connecting with people?
No, I just started working some places, going on my second month there, and it's a very busy job, and, when I have days off, I just kind of like crash because it takes a lot out of you. You work really long days. It's in the medical field.
Okay. So what I'm getting, you're going to get some kind of communication very soon from someone, you know, a loved one, is what I'm being shown. And, you know, you've got to have that open communication, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And... okay, so what I'm getting is this person is very enthusiastic, independent, very dynamic, but could also be, on the other like flip side of the coin, could be a little bit aggressive too, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's very, you know, confident and successful and mature, okay? So just, you know, you've got to see the two, you know, sides of the coin and just, help that, you know, let that help you to stay empowered when making decisions. Okay? But I am getting, this is time, you know, to really focus on relationships. It's what the angels are showing. And
I've been thinking of him a lot and also having dreams of him a lot. Like, he comes to mind a lot and I keep dreaming about him. And, you know, I'm just wondering, like, what it means.
I believe he's going to connect with you. Like I said, he's very stable. You know, he's trustworthy. But on the flip side of the coin, excuse me, he's a little bit stubborn, correct?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I'm getting, you know, he has a lot of great points, but then there's like those couple things, which we all have. But I'm getting for you specifically, you've got to learn to say no, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of feel like, you know, you've had blinders on, and you've got to take those off, and you're going to be able to see the whole truth. You're to be a truth seeker, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense.
So, Tamika, stay focused on what you're wanting, your dreams and your desires. When you think about what it is, you can write it down and you can visualize it. And just know, if you do reconnect, that you know, the courtship part of the relationship is very important, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting new beginnings are coming in love, okay? And I'm also getting, now I don't know if this is the same person, it may not be, but I'm getting a very, very mature, dependable energy that's coming like into your, you know, into your energy. This person is going to be strong, but yet gentle, stable and compassionate and loving, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting this person going to be the perfect person for you, the perfect partner.
Hmm.
It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful relationship. So I'm almost feeling like there's two energies. So
yeah.
The first thing I'm getting, I'm going back, you know, take the blinders off, and you've got to learn to say no. I'm getting there may be something like and what you believe. I don't know what, if it's, you know, something that you believe about yourself, excuse me, or about love. But you've got to know that you're worthy of the love that you are seeking, and you've got to love yourself first, hon, because you are the most important person that there's ever going to be, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman that you asked about, is there like a long distance between the two of you?
Yeah,
proximity-wise?
I haven't heard from him in a while, and the last time when we were together, he was living like about 45 minutes away from me, 45 to 50 minutes. I don't know if he still lives there, but
okay.
I don't know where he is now.
Okay. Well, I'm getting, you know, was there something that did not feel right with that relationship? Excuse me.
And towards the ending, I couldn't put my finger on it, but I just knew, like, there was just something that that he wasn't telling me, and I never found out what it was. Like, what the reason was that we broke up?
Yeah, because I'm seeing, like, you don't have the whole truth. That's what I'm getting. You don't have the whole truth.
It was
okay.
A while back, though. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm getting, you know, you guys have communication issues, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you've really got to express yourself. You've got to have that open communication, okay? That's going to be, like, a biggie. And just so that you have the ability to make the right decisions in regard to your love life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to, you know, you're going to work through any kind of obstacles that there are. And I'm getting, you know, there's possibly like a long-distance relationship in your future, hon, okay? Okay, so
can
go
I
ahead, Tamika.
What is going on with him now? Like, what has he been doing? Because it's been a while since we spoke. What is he doing?
Okay, I keep getting, you know, like, obstacles. And there's decisions that you've got to make. But the obstacles that you have, I'm sort of seeing like this, the angels are spread, like they have a spotlight, and they're shining light upon the obstacles. You've got to, if he connects with you, you've got to be open and you've got to be honest, okay? Excuse me. And then I'm getting, one door is closing and another one is opening to something better. Okay? In the long run, you're going to be very, very happy, Tamika, okay?
Uh-huh.
So that's what I'm getting for you. Okay? But like I said, I'm getting, you know, whatever's going to happen, there's going to be some kind of major changes, and I'm getting like the big number two over your head. I see a woman, and it could be like 2 weeks, 2 months. So just look to that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, make sure that you love yourself first, of course, okay?
Yeah, I've been working on that. Do you see me?
Okay,
with,
well, that's what I have a couple other callers, and we're getting down to the end part of the show. So if you'd like to call in, like, another time, we'd be glad to take some more questions. Okay, Tamika?
Okay.
And I thank you so much for calling in this evening, hon. Have a blessed evening. Okay. Let's see. I believe I have a Skype caller here. It's all ones. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Jane. How are you doing?
Good, Jane. It's a pleasure to connect with you this evening.
How are you doing?
Hi. Is there any area of your life that you've been concerned about? Do you have any specific
yes.
questions for the angels? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's regarding work. My company finally let me work from home, but under certain conditions. And I'm not sure if it's a good idea. Like, I kind of lost interest now. I don't know. And I'm also seeing job opportunities coming up. So I don't know which is the best direction for me right now. Like, is there something a lot better out there for me?
Okay,
as
well,
far as work?
You've got to believe yourself, hon. You know, the first thing, you've got to believe in yourself, and that's
okay.
going to help you to feel empowered. You're climbing the ladder of success, okay? And I'm getting that you're going to embark on this new, it's going to be something new, and there's going to be a lot of opportunity there. And with the opportunity comes money, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So really, you've got to believe in yourself right now and know that you can handle anything that comes your way.
Okay.
And I'm getting, you've just got to stay positive, and I see you, like I said, doing something different, okay?
Okay.
And what is it that you do creatively? You have some kind of talent, and, you know, when you focus on the stuff that you love to do, is when you're going to tap into those resources within, and then the light bulb is going to go on, and it's going to give you the opportunity to use that creativity, and you're going to have success. So what
okay.
is it that you do that you do? What brings you joy?
Creatively, like, I mean, as far as a career, like in terms of a career?
Not
or
a career. No, we're not going to say career. What is it that, like, if you had the time to do something tomorrow, and it would be time given to you only if you do something that you really like, what would you want to do?
Well, I love to travel.
Okay. Travel is great. You can think about travel, but is there anything that, like, you would do, you know, like, maybe, like, in and around your area as well, too?
Yeah, I've been so busy with work that I don't have time to do stuff now, like, because I'm always working. Yeah, so now it's like, you know,
okay.
I don't get a chance to enjoy the thing.
You've got some beautiful talent within you. And you've got to just think about, you know, the life that you want. You've got to start thinking about it, and you've got to start creating it, okay?
Uh-huh.
And once you do, you're going to get onto that track, and it's going to help you. I'm getting this is a time that you're going to change your work environment, okay? You've got to be,
okay.
you know, more confident and believe in yourself, okay? And it's going to help to create the atmosphere that you're looking for.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting that you yourself are a money magnet, okay? I'm getting maybe marketing, sales, something maybe from home, okay? You've got the capability to do this. You've got the qualities that are needed. You're very energetic. You're dynamic. You're independent. And you're very intelligent is what the angels are showing me, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to trust and you've got to follow your intuition, okay?
Uh-huh.
What it is that, you know, that you love. I mean, you know, do you ever, you know, do you like to, you know, to listen to music? Do you like to paint? Do you, you know, is there anything that you, you know, that anything that you do creatively?
Yeah, I enjoy listening to music.
Okay, well,
photography,
that's a good way to start.
You know.
That's going to help. Because I do see a new career coming for you, okay?
Okay. And do you see it
coming soon? You know, you've got to put some thought on what it is that you would love to do. I'm getting it's time to change what you're doing. And I keep getting, you know, you've got to feel more confident and you've got to start looking. Your desires are manifesting for you, hon, okay?
Okay.
But you've got to connect and you've got to tap into those, you know, those beautiful, beautiful creative energies that you have within.
visualize yourself where you would want it to be, what would make you happy, and even getting, you know, this could involve something home-based for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so with that being said, I'm getting angels are saying, you know, you shouldn't have to work harder, you know, you just have to work smarter, okay? So when you think about what it is that you love to do, you're going to see the money starts coming in, okay?
Okay. All right.
So things aren't as bad as they look. They're going to improve for you, okay? And I'm even getting there could possibly be someone, like there another person in the equation. Someone like a partner could even come in with this, okay? But think about what it is that you love to do. I'm getting there may be a partner, and things are going to get better for you. And that's all the angels have for you for this evening, hon, okay? I hope that helped, and I wish you the best.
Thank you so much.
So please believe in yourself. Yes, make a little time to just do something that you love to do, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay, God
bless. I will.
Thank
you so much.
That was awesome. Okay, we're going to take another caller. Hello, area code 845, you're live with Angel Antics. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Lena, Cousin Mother. How are you?
Hi, how are you? It's so wonderful to talk with you.
So
oh, my goodness, it's been so long. I have not heard your voice in such a long time.
Yes. I am a
beautiful
house.
Oh, your beautiful husband is coming in, honey. And he wants to let you know that he could never thank you enough for all that you did for him. He is so grateful to you and your beautiful daughter.
She is beautiful.
He's
the
with
word
you,
I got
he
is
wants,
for my, the word
he
I
wants
got
you to
is
take
for
care
my
of
daughter.
Yourself. Yes, and he wants you both to take care of yourself, okay? So please make sure that you're taking care of yourself as well, okay? And he's saying, you know, he wants you and he wants your daughter to watch maybe like a comedy show. You need to laugh. You need to bring that joy back into your life. And he wants you to smile and know that when you're smiling, your heart is connecting to his heart, hon.
I know.
Okay, because... sort of like you've been going through something for quite a while, and we know you have, and he wants the two of you to just maybe get out for a little while and do something. Get out of that rut that you're stuck in, okay?
Right now we got to get a cutter.
Yeah.
I know.
You could, you know, put on a nice TV show that the both of you will like, make it a comedy, okay? And he's saying, you know, if you need to talk, he's right there with you. He's listening, and he's saying, let me listen to you, to your heart, okay? Open your heart and let all the words that you are thinking now pour out, okay? He's going to guide the both of you with every step that you take, okay? He understands you fully, and he just wants you to, you know, to be able to talk to him. He doesn't want your heart to be burdened the way it's burdened, okay?
Yes, I know.
Put more joy in
your
okay, and know that he's smiling at you. Your beautiful angels are all around you and your daughter, okay? And even when when life is very serious, you've got to take time out to connect with your joy and find the peace that you need in your life, okay?
I know.
So he's going to help you to just smile again, and he wants to see that beautiful smile of yours on your face.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling in. It's been
thank
a pleasure
you.
To talk to you.
Take care.
God bless you.
God bless you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon. Love and light. Oh, that was beautiful. That was Lena. Okay, we have another caller, I believe. Hello, area code 570. You are live with Angel Antics.
Hi, DC. How are you? My name is Lynn. How's everything?
It is good. My goodness, the angels just, they lit your number up. Oh, my goodness, it almost exploded in my face there.
That
and I can't believe it because I
God bless her.
Yes,
I'm so wonderful. Yeah, she sounds so precious. God bless her.
She really is.
Anyway, I love hearing your voice, and I love Angel Antics. And just something weird. For the last couple weeks, I don't know what the energy is doing or whatever, but in my solar plexus, I get this really like, ugh. You know, it's not every day, but it comes often enough where I'm not liking it, and I'm wondering what I should do
Your solar plexus, course, is your energy system, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm having, you know, these visions, and it sort of has to do with your spirituality, okay?
Okay.
So allow that beautiful feminine energy to come forward is what I'm getting. Okay,
right.
And I'm also getting that you've got to just tell yourself, like, nothing lasts forever, okay? So if you're going through, like, a time that's a little bit tougher than, you know, other times, it's not going to last, okay?
Okay.
And I do feel like a little bit of nervous energy within you. There's like some kind of like unsettling energy. But this is the time to get rid of that. And this is the time to learn to just connect with what you want to do. Step into those authentic shoes and follow your dreams, okay? So don't give in to that anxiety and just know that you are a seeking spirit. That's what the angels are showing me. So you've been going through a spiritual time, and you're growing by leaps and bounds, and it can be uncomfortable.
Okay.
So, and I'm getting, you know, like, with all this going on, there's sort of like a block in your energy. You've got to relax a little bit more, and you've got to do something, you know, to just, you know, to sort of dissolve the block. Some kind of either physical activity, you know, relax, meditate, whatever it is that, you know, brings you joy, you've got to do that, okay?
Okay,
and I'm also seeing like little hearts around you, okay? So just make sure that you're happy with yourself and, you know, love yourself first. And when you do, you're going to see that that's going to be like this vibe that goes out in, and you're just going to be pulling people in, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is some kind of social gathering that you've been invited to?
Actually, Sunday, yes, I'm going to a social gathering.
Okay.
My cousin's birthday party.
Beautiful. Don't be surprised if there's not someone that's going to be really outgoing there and energetic that catches your eye. So just get yourself, you know, all ready and just be that magnetic person that you are, okay? But this is the time that the angels are, Lynn, you've got to get out there, you've got to have fun, you've got to socialize, and you're going to see that, you know, things are getting better for you, okay? You may meet this special someone, and you may think, well, you know, they're nice, you know, it could be just really casual, and then all of a sudden it just takes a serious turn, okay? You've got a lot of four-leaf clovers around you. There's a lot of luck coming your way.
Okay.
So try to focus on what you're wanting, not what you're not wanting, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, you've been dreaming about love, and your wishes and your dreams are about to come true, okay?
Oh, nice. And I've been dreaming a lot about my mom.
Okay, well, your mom has been there. Like I said, you're growing spiritually, okay? And this is a new beginning for you.
Oh, okay, great.
And I'm getting, you know, with your mom's energy and the energy, like all the beautiful energy around you, it's just magnificent because it's unconditional love and it's all around you, okay?
Oh,
and I see you as this beautiful divine goddess. And the person that you're going to connect with is a very seeking spirit as well. So the energy is going to be beautiful.
Okay, that's lovely.
Okay, and have a little bit of fear and you have a little bit of doubt in regard to romance, and you've got to get rid of that, okay?
Okay.
You've got to be open to, you know, allowing the angels to come in and to really, you know, to help you to have the love that you so deserve and desire, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's going to be a beautiful relationship that I see coming, and you've got to just, you know, be open and make sure that, you know, when you get up in the morning and, you know, the first thing you do, you go in the bathroom, look in the mirror and say, Lynn, I love you. You are worthy of the love that you deserve. Okay?
So I
think, you know, there's going to be major changes in regard to love. It's going to be beautiful new beginnings. Okay? And make some room in your heart and make some room in your closet too, okay?
Okay.
And I do see love coming your way. Follow your intuition. You're very intuitive. It's going to help you. You know, your mom is coming in and she's trying to help you because I sort of feel like you had this block within you and you have to dissolve that block.
Okay.
Okay, and just, you know, be open to relationships. Tell the angels of love what you're looking for.
Okay.
Okay, and make sure that, you know, you put on the one side, you know, this is what I'm looking for, and the other side, these are the deal breakers. This is what I can't, you know, I can't put up with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting, you're going to be really in sync with this person when you meet them, okay?
Okay.
So just put it out there to the universe, is that you're wanting, Lynn, and, you know, expect love. And I'm getting, you know, it's going to be beautiful. This is the time to release anything that is negative in regard to love, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to be able to have it. It's going to be beautiful because you're sort of protecting yourself against getting hurt, but you're also, you know, you're not letting love come your way, Lynn.
Okay.
Okay, you have a guardian angel with you, and, you know, you're going to have the love that you want. Okay, don't be surprised if somebody just out of the blue connects with you, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And just visualizing Lynn being in this perfect relationship, okay? And I'm getting the wishes of love are very close by. And Lynn, you have a beautiful, strong spiritual connection, and just, you know, let the divine come in and help you as well as your mom, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid. Like I said, you have a little fear in regard to love, and you've got to let that go, okay?
Okay.
And the angels are saying, don't be surprised, Lynn, if there's several people that are pursuing you, okay?
Oh my goodness.
So you've got to follow your heart, your intuition. Because if you don't, you may someday regret it, is what the angels are saying, okay?
All right. Mm-hmm.
So just be open to love is what I'm getting, Lynn. You've got to be open to the love that you deserve. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm just getting, oh my gosh. There are gonna be like a couple different, you know, people that are really interested in you. So just get ready for that. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, thank you. You're so awesome yourself. I absolutely love your show and you and your coworkers. And I just think you girls are incredible.
Okay, so I'm getting, you know, make sure you get to that, you know, get to that party. And I believe you're going to meet someone there. That's a good place to start, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And thank you, Lynn, for calling us. And please let us know how everything goes and connect with us again.
I will.
Thank you, Lynn.
And God bless you.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, bless you.
Bye now.
Good evening. Okay, everyone. We're down to 90 seconds. I'd like to thank you all for calling in. A few of you may not have been able to connect with me. Please call back next time. And, you know, I hope to get in contact with you and help you, you know, in whatever area, you know, that you're looking for guidance. Light and love, everyone, from Angel Antics. God bless.